This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan. And NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. It's also a Football Friday here on The Fan, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most.
That's right. But it is time for the Junkies Blitz, and that, too, is sponsored, Cakes.
A lot of sponsors.
By Offenbachers. Visit Offenbachers in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture that's in stock and ready for delivery to your backyard. I know EB's backyard is full of Offenbachers.
It's all Offenbachers, baby. I love them.
You know, it's going to be hot today, and then we're getting a cold front to come through. It's going to feel Sunday, it's going to feel awesome. It's going to feel like fall weather on Sunday.
Very good. Today, I might have botched it.
Today, 85. I don't like it.
I'm flying to Boston. I didn't look at the weather. I have a hoodie. That's all I have.
Right.
Is it going to be cold? It's a norther.
I don't know about in Boston.
I'll check the Boston 10-day.
See what it's going to be like on Saturday.
All right, Joe Pa. What's your lead story on the
Blitz? We'll start with the game last night. Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers moved to 5-1. Good start to their season. Beat up on the Eagles last night.
And
Eagles,
they're winning without Gronk, right? He's missed like three games in a row
they
now.
They are, but they're also winning with Antonio Brown. Right. 9 catches, 93
he's
yards,
their guy.
And a touchdown. He's become their number one guy. I know he's supposed to be the number three because he got Mike Evans, he got Godwin. But no, Antonio Brown has blown up the last couple weeks.
He was targeted 13 times last night.
Also, Leonard Fournette found the end zone
Godwin
twice.
Was targeted 5 times.
Yep.
So Tampa improves to 5-1. Philly drops to 2-4.
Here's how good Tom Brady is. Like, people don't already know that. He got O.J. Howard involved. I mean, O.J. Howard's been a ghost.
Right. He's been nothing.
And he had 6 for 49 and a touchdown.
Yeah. He's super talented, right? How
yes.
high was his
coming back?
He was a first-round pick.
Coming back from an Achilles
injury. Yeah, an Achilles, but...
Takes some time.
It's a perfect opportunity with Gronk being out.
Yep.
But, yeah, you got him involved. And it's to the point, Cakes, where I don't know how much I can play Godwin. He's just not doing anything.
I mean, sometimes in this Bucs offense, it's going to be a Brown week. Other times, it's going to be an Evans week.
It's been mostly Brown and Evans.
And then when Gronk comes back, are Gronk weeks because he's had at least one game rid, 2 touchdowns in a game. Maybe he's got 2 already before he got hurt.
All right, let's get to some of the games on Sunday beyond Washington's game with the Chiefs. Starting at 1 o'clock, Packers head to Chicago to take on the Bears. You know, the Bears... That first start for Justin Fields was an absolute disaster, right?
Yeah, it was
horrible.
They had 47 yards, one of the lowest totals in NFL history. Fields threw for 68 yards, but he got sacked 9 times. Well, since then, they've bounced back.
Yep, two
straight
wins.
Detroit, beat Vegas on the road. Meanwhile, the Packers are rolling after that terrible first game, and Aaron Rodgers did what he always does, kind of said, relax, it's one game. And... Now they're 4-1. They've won 19 of the past 22 meetings against Chicago.
He just owns them. He just pones them real good.
21-5 against Chicago in games Rodgers has started. So you have to believe it's going to happen again.
But like you said, it is a road game.
Road game. And
the Bears defense has kept them in games for most of the year.
By the way, speaking of guys who get just peppered with targets, Davante Adams in his last three, 18, 11, and 16 targets. And he just erupted against Cincinnati for over 200 receiving yards.
Does he lead the league in catches?
He's got to be up there. He's got 42 already.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
Bears,
be close.
By the way, banged up. Their top two rushers, David Montgomery, sprained knee, injured reserve. Damian Williams also played on the reserve. He's placed on the reserve COVID-19 list.
Khalil Herbert steps in. He'll get all the carries he wants this weekend.
Yep.
It's his sixth rounder out of VTech.
VTech, yep.
Valdez, you can speak on this.
Transferred in.
Also, 1 o'clock game. You've dubbed this a revenge game. Why is it a revenge game for Lamar Jackson?
Cakes loves the revenge game narrative.
It's the best narrative ever.
But this is a Lamar Jackson revenge game.
Okay.
And that's because the Chargers organization asked him during the combine to play wide receiver.
Who was the coach? Was that when Anthony Lynn was there?
I'm not sure who the coach was. So that was 2018.
Good question.
You had the other offensive coordinator who was the coach before Lynn, remember? It was Mike McCoy, maybe? Was that the guy's name?
I'm going to have to look up list of Chargers head coaches now.
I'll look it up. I don't remember.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
He was very nondescript.
Anyway, it is a Lamar Jackson revenge game, but it's also a battle of two teams that are 4-1, two teams that offenses are being led by quarterbacks.
This game could have huge playoff implications.
Yes.
It was Lynn.
Herbert threw for 398 yards and four touchdowns against Cleveland in the last game. Meanwhile, Jackson threw for 442 yards passing and four touchdowns in the game. So, battle of two young quarterbacks, two 4-1 teams should be interesting at 1 o'clock as we see Herbert against Lamar Jackson.
Don't sleep on Eckler, too, by the way. He has gotten the new goal line usage role in this offense, something that he hasn't had in the past few years. So he's chipping in the receiving portion of the game, and he's scoring touchdowns now, too.
Very un-Raven-like. Baltimore is tied for first in missed tackles this season.
Look at that.
Little nugget.
You get so many nuggets on the Ravens, Valdez.
I am the insider.
You are the Ravens insider.
Interesting matchup at 4:05 on Sunday.
Yep, this is a big one.
Two guys who were teammates together. We were talking about a quarterback battle. They used to be on the same squad. Baker Mayfield and the Browns take on the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. Back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners at Oklahoma.
Number one picks.
But their careers feel so different right now, right? Like Kyler Murray was Baker's backup. Kyler Murray, he's a huge fantasy monster, but he's gotten progressively better from year one to year two to year three. Meanwhile, it seems like Mayfield, now they're having success in Cleveland, they're 3-2, and last year was a successful season. It seems like he's become a game manager. That's what he is.
Well, part of it too is he's not really established a rapport with Odell Beckham Jr. That relationship is just not working out there in Cleveland for whatever reason.
Because he hasn't been healthy, right?
He's been banged up, but
OBJ, that is.
Even when he's been healthy, this offense runs through Chubb and Kareem Hunt. That's where they want to score their points, and that's where the focus on the offense goes. They're one of the few teams that kind of devalues their quarterback.
Well, and if you think about those two running backs, I mean, there was a time where their number two running back was the best running back in the league.
Correct.
And he's the backup to Chubb.
Right.
And remember, we threw out the stat that the Cardinals aren't great at stopping the run. They're near the bottom of the league in yards allowed on the ground. And what do the Browns want to do? Run the ball. Could be their first loss.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona has a really good offense, but you realize Cleveland puts up more yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting up 417 yards per game. Baker only has four touchdown passes. But they pound the football with Chubb and Hunt.
By the way, on the other side, if you drafted DeAndre Hopkins early, you're bitter because they spread the ball around more. He doesn't get near the amount of targets he used to. Rondale Moore, who's the rookie, is getting more and more work in the offense as the season
progresses.
And he'll
get some this weekend.
Because Max Williams, their tight end, blew his knee out.
Yep.
So there are more targets to go around.
And by the way, that was an ugly injury.
It was not pretty.
Hyperextension.
Yep. It was gross.
Leg went the wrong way, Bickle.
By the way, to go back to your question, Davante Adams is indeed leading the NFL in receptions with 42.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill both have 37, tied for second.
That's that's a must-watch game.
Wait until after this week.
Yep.
Right.
425, pretty good game. Cowboys against the Patriots. Patriots coming off a win. They are just 2-3, but it's a home game. Could this possibly be a letdown game for the Dallas Cowboys?
Why?
Just because usually you're going to get tripped up at some point. You're going to New England, taking on Bill Belichick and that defense.
I think they'll be prepared.
You think they're going to roll?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they only lay 3. I'm kind of interested in that line. Why is it only 3? This is a 4-1 team going against Bill Belichick, I get, but it's a rookie quarterback.
Maybe some trends. New England's won the last 6 matchups overall.
I mean,
with Dallas's last victory coming in 1996 in this series.
Can the Patriots keep up with the offense for Dallas?
I think the Patriots are just going to try to slow the game down as much as possible, make it an ugly game.
I mean, look, the Patriots were lucky to win last week against a bad Texans team.
They were very lucky.
And they made Davis Mills look really good.
Right.
He threw 3 touchdowns, right? 3 touchdowns. So their last couple games, they just aren't scoring. The Patriots can't score.
And Dallas,
what's the
of course,
line, you said?
It's only 3.
Dallas, of course, doing it with Dak Prescott having a great comeback season, but they've also got that running game going. They're second in the NFL and rushing at 173 yards per game, and that's after getting just 60 in the opener.
I mean, if you just look at the overall weapons Dallas has compared to New England, it's not even close.
That one might jump out at me.
Why is it only 3? That's just they're begging you to take
Dallas. I'm telling you, it feels like a trap game. Nobody thought Dallas was going to be like a 13-win team, did you? Did anybody think Dallas was going to be like 13?
It doesn't matter what you thought.
I thought 10.
What are they now?
4-1.
They're 4-1.
Right, so what do you think they are now?
I think they're probably about a 10 or 11-win team still.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So you don't think they're any better than you thought before?
I don't know that I had them with that many wins. I think they might be a 9-win team.
So you're giving them one more? I think they're way better than
I said 11.
Yeah, barely.
Their defense is definitely vastly improved.
Absolutely.
I didn't think they'd be able to make the leap in one season, but Dan Quinn and Micah Parsons being there, it's really helped them.
No, that's a good point. And look, that's what they did. They addressed it.
And by the way, they have a two-headed rushing attack in Zeke and Pollard. Elliott's got 452 yards. Pollard has 325. So they're going to just try to pound it on you. They're going to throw. They don't have to throw as much as they did last year because they weren't trailing in every game.
Look, they may be legit, but I'm not going to get carried away. Their last 3 wins against Philly, 2-win team. Carolina, we knew they were a fraud when they started off hot. Right. Sam Darnold was looking good last week, 3 interceptions. And they beat the Giants, a 1-win team. So you got to look at the schedule. I'd pump the brakes a little bit.
They did go to LA and beat the Chargers.
That is true.
It's a good win.
That was a good win. And they had a moral victory against Tampa in week 1.
I think they might go in and pwn the Patriots. Like a 14-point type of win. Like kind of a laugher.
Yeah,
I'm betting on the pea shooter.
That's your guy. You know what? I'll bet on Dak and Zeke.
Last game to mention, the Bills, who are looking like the class of the AFC along with the Chargers and the Ravens, they take on the Tennessee Titans. Bills 4-1, head to Tennessee to take on the Titans, who are 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations there, Bish?
Well, I took the Bills in the parlay. I laid the 5.5. I think they win this game by at least 7, and they're really good against the run, and that's what Derrick Henry does. He's got 142 carries.
And he's also getting involved in the passing game more than he ever has before.
Now, it looks like the Titans will get a little healthier with their receivers, but I still like the Bills' defense, and I don't think they'll stop Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think Julio Jones has been practicing after missing 2 straight games. Derrick Henry is also on a streak of 4 straight 100-yard games.
By the way, do you think Mike Vrabel is worried about Derrick Henry getting banged up with the number of carries he gives him? In his last 4, 35, 28, 33, 29. Like that workload is unheard of in the NFL in 2021.
Correct. I would love to know what the record is for carries in a season.
Oh, well, he's gonna demolish it.
Does he already have it?
I don't know if he already has it, but whatever it is, if he stays healthy at this pace...
Well, he's going to have another 2,000 yards.
He's going to beat it by like 80 or 90 carries.
He's already got 7 touchdowns. He's a fantasy monster.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have 20 touchdowns or close to it. I'll say 17 to 20. And he's going to have 2,000 yards if he stays healthy.
Next year, if I have the number one pick, I don't even hesitate. I pick Derrick Henry over McCaffrey. I pick him over
definitely over McCaffrey.
Dalvin Cook. I think it's a no-brainer because he doesn't miss games.
McCaffrey can't be the number one pick ever again in a fantasy draft. Ever again.
You're probably right.
After these 2 years.
Salty Dog Cafe, because I made him the number one pick on my team.
You're not the only one. A lot of people did.
Started off the season, not surprisingly, 2-0, and have taken it on the chin the last 3 weeks.
It's a long season, JP.
It is a long season.
Got to work that waiver wire.
Looking for a bounce back.
Yep, you need it.
Coming up next, comedian Rich Voss joins us in studio. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back on a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. But we're going to switch gear, and I'm told we're making history today, Cakes.
We are?
How?
I wasn't aware of this.
Okay.
I don't know how many months we've been back in the studio, but we are joined by our... 4 months? We've been back for 4 months?
Well, I got in later than you, shocker. You guys have been in since June, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to call it June.
Well, our first in-studio guest is here. It is comedian Rich Voss, one of our favorites.
Thank you. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, the last time I was with you guys was at the old place.
No, you've been here.
I've never been here in my life.
That's bull. He's been here, hasn't he, JP?
I thought so. I would have been.
Listen, I would remember if I did radio in a closet. I'm telling you, I have not been here. All right.
No, I
He hasn't been here. This is his first time.
I believe it.
4 years ago was probably the last time I worked DC.
Oh, we've been here over 5 years. Yeah.
No, you've been here. Maybe they changed the studio.
Oh, yeah,
they
maybe.
They might have changed the studio a little bit.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're here now.
The joke you worked. Know. Either way.
This is what a zero I am. You know, you're doing football picks and stuff. For the first 4 weeks of the season, one of these websites hired me to go on Twitter and just... give my picks.
Right. An influencer.
Give my picks, you right. know, and tweet it.
Yeah, right.
Because I have, you know, a decent following. First week, I took Green Bay. They lost 38-3.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right. Worst game of Rodgers' career, yes. Probably.
Second week, I think I took the Rams.
Okay.
They lost or didn't cover. Third week. I took the Chiefs.
Okay.
Zero. Fourth week, I took the Rams again. Four straight losers.
We can relate.
Okay. Last year, I didn't bet on football. I said, let me bet just one game. You know, I grew up a Rams fan. I played on the Rams in Little League. So I was a Rams fan. I have a Rams golf bag. So last year, I don't know what the game was. All I know is I didn't bet all year, and the Jets did not win a game.
Yeah.
I go, you know what? Let me take the whoever's playing the Jets.
Right.
They were getting 17 points. I go, it was the Rams. I go, the Rams are going to kill them. Yeah. The Jets won outright their first game.
Yeah, they botched the Trevor Lawrence deal.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. If you want to win money, ask me who I'm taking.
And then fade you.
And take the other.
All right, who are you taking this week?
who's playing.
At some point, though, you've told us in the past, were you an addicted gambler at one point in your life?
What? I don't know why you're using the word were. I'm not addicted. I mean, I like shooting craps. Everybody. I mean, I would step over, you know, Jennifer Aniston's naked body to shoot. Where else am I going to get a hard eight? That's my next CD album.
Yeah.
Is my seventh one, and I'm going to have two dice,
right,
and call it seven out,
right?
Because it'll be my. I'm done doing CDs. Seven's enough. So
I didn't even know they made CDs anymore.
Well, you know, albums, CDs, all right.
CDs. You gotta sell something after your show.
So, yes, I really. I mean, I sold my soul to get the show. So shooting. I'm not a gambling. I mean, I play the lottery every day, but I was playing the lottery the other day.
Do you always buy the Powerball?
Yeah, but I Powerball Mega. I miss Mega Millions by four numbers. So I was the other day get my tickets. I swear to God, yeah. And this guy, let's say he was from another country.
Yeah,
he's counting my tickets. Yeah. He's counting them, but he's licking his finger and and I go, why are you licking my tickets? And I swear to God, he goes, you didn't pay for them yet. They're not yours. Right? Who's licking you? Yeah. Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, man.
How have you dealt with all of this? Because you and I were talking. You're a hypochondriac. You talk about, I'm a hypochondriac. How have you dealt with, like, the last 2 years?
Well, in the beginning,
yeah,
no lie.
Yeah.
I was taking my temperature about 9 times a day. I had 4 different thermometers in my room. And my wife would hear it go off, and she goes, stop. I would feel my forehead,
yeah,
and I'd run in, take my temperature.
So you have all of them, like the in-ear, the forehead?
You got one in your rear?
Not a thermometer.
Like when I go on the road, the further away from home I get, the more anxiety I get.
Right.
Like if I hear, you know, my stomach's killing me, I can just get in the car and go home. You know, if I'm working Utah or Vegas, I'm
right,
stuck.
Right.
The last time I was in Vegas, and this happened when I went to England, I land, getting anxiety. I go, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I've gotten more EKGs on the road. Like I was in the hospital in Vegas. And I, on Instagram or something, go, oh, I'm okay. My wife goes, why didn't you tell me? I don't like to find out you're in a hospital on Instagram. I go, oh, I'm glad you're following me. So I bought this on Amazon. You can get this little thing.
Yeah.
And you hook it to your phone. An EKG only tells you if you're having a heart attack right then.
Right.
It doesn't tell you
You can't predict anything,
yeah,
right?
If you're having a heart attack right then, the EKG will tell. So I bought a traveling EKG. You put your fingers on it, so okay, your phone, and it tells you if you have. I'm too scared to use it. I've never used it.
You don't want to know.
It's sitting in my traveling bag.
How much money did you waste on that?
$100, $200. Yeah, who cares? I like buying
you
stuff.
You like to buy stuff like on eBay and stuff, right? Are you still doing all that?
On Amazon.
Amazon now.
Oh, are you kidding me? Like my wife will call, you know, and she's rambling and rambling and rambling. And all I want to ask her is, did I get a package? What? Your grandmother died? I ordered boots. you know, like, shut up. Just go look around the driveway. Sometimes I don't drop it on the porch, stupid. All right. You know, so I just bought boats on eBay, once I bought a car, but I didn't get it. It was in bad shape, a Rolls Royce. But that was years ago.
He bought a Rolls Royce for himself. I'm listening to his podcast. Here's wife to a podcast. My wife hates me podcast. And he's making her drive around like a Kia or something. Right. No, he legitimately makes her drive around a Kia. And she's like, no, I want a new car. I want something like nice. You know, like a Land Rover, maybe Mercedes. You know, they're working hard. She's got a Netflix special. Right. You know,
they got money.
They got money.
Rich Voss has so much
money.
He's
like, how about a Hyundai?
Yes, that's what I have. I have a nice Hyundai, too.
He knows they make nice Hyundais.
Right. They did. Listen, I had on her birthday 1 year, I bought myself a new BMW on her birthday.
On her birthday.
Yes. I go, look for us. Right. I came driving up on her birthday. But, you know, she wants, look, you know.
She wants you to live a little, Rich.
Yeah, we bought. I got our house, and I mean, we bought a house. I say we, but everybody knows that. Right. You know. okay. All right. Get it. We bought it. Yeah. So you know, now she wants a different house. You know.
Oh, she
wants you know,
move?
One basement floods, and all of a sudden, you don't like the house.
You know? Your basement, though. Oh, you were talking about it. It is a huge basement.
Again, let me tell you what she did. I did this. I told this on our podcast. A couple weeks ago. So she's working in Austin on a Netflix show. She's an executive producer. So she's been gone for months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting downstairs watching TV. I was watching the last episode of Godfather of Harlem, which is a great show. It's unbelievable. And I had nice spaghetti with seafood. I look forward to this last episode of my.
Right.
And I'm sitting there eating the squid and all. And all of a sudden, I see just water going below my feet. And calmly, I picked up my food. I went upstairs, and I finished watching Godfather. So, then I go back downstairs, and 5 inches, the whole, I got pictures, the whole basement's flooding.
Right. Right.
And it's a big basement.
Right.
So for weeks, I'm cutting sheetrock, taking out, you know, I caught the mold before. It got up about maybe 5 inches where the water was.
Jesus.
So, you know,
why are you doing it? Why don't you hire somebody?
Well, I'm going to, whatever. So I'm cutting the sheetrock. I'm mopping floors. It's all mud, mopping, throwing. I got 45, 50-gallon bags
right
on the back porch full of garbage. Da, da, da.
Right.
I'm cutting the wet insulation,
right,
throwing that out. Weeks of stuff still. My wife gets home for 2 days. The Friday, I go, come downstairs, let me show you what I did. She goes, I can't do it now. I don't need that anxiety. I go, what? I need all this. You don't want to see what I've been doing for the last month? So the next day, she goes, comes downstairs and sees all this work. I mean, I can show you pictures.
Yeah.
And she picks up her sewing scissors and says, you're using my sewing scissors?
Oh, my God.
To cut the insulin. You're using my sewing scissors? Yeah, to stick in your neck. Okay. She was upset.
Right.
That I worked for hours a day, and I used her, and she put her sewing machines away.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used your $30 scissors. You know they have scissor sharpeners? You know they have those? I'm cutting wet sheetrock.
Go back to Austin.
We got our own in the house, which is great, because we each have our own separate bedrooms. It's great. And plus, after sex, I'm like, hey, look, you know, you got to run. But I always give her one of my CDs as a parting gift. And I'll call you in the morning, and I do, you know, to put my breakfast order in. I snap it up, sweet cakes. So
snap it up.
You always joke around that you guys have sex after your podcast. Does that happen, or are you guys just kidding?
Let me tell you something. No, there's. I want to because there's nothing that would make me happier than if that
thing every day
came smashing through this window. If that didn't get me press, four radio hosts dead, comic takes over show. No, we don't have sex. We haven't had, say like sex during a pandemic. What are you kidding me? No,
too much alone, too much time together.
It just, it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, we've been married together 18 years or 17, something like that.
Right.
I don't know. I just, you know.
No interest. No,
you'd rather play golf.
Oh, and yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He's playing with Valdez today.
No, he canceled.
I didn't get in until 2.
You're just tired.
I'm tired and my stomach is killing me. And I just, if I play and then I won't, I'm just.
You'll be mad if you don't play well.
No, I've played. I played the last 3 days. I played the other day. It's such a stupid game. The other day, I'm playing. I shot 42 on the front.
Yeah.
And the back nine, I shot 38. The one easiest par four, I bogeyed. If I didn't bogey the easiest one, I would have shot a 79,
right,
which I haven't shot in the 70s in like 3 years, four
right.
years. I've only done it like 4 or 5 times.
Right.
You know, I'm just too tired to play, you know. And listen, here's the thing. He's a good guy. He's the producer. You guys are the host. Guys like that can get blown out in a second. You know, if one of you guys were playing, I wouldn't care about the stomach pain.
He'd toughen up.
Yeah.
Right, secondary hero.
That's so funny. Because I actually hit him up on DM because I heard that he was going to be in Virginia.
Right.
And I just DM'd him and I was like, dude, I heard you're going to be in town. You got to come in studio. And he goes, are you one of the producers?
Oh, yeah. Well, because your name on Twitter.
He says, who's King? Because my name on Twitter is King. Yeah. And I go, it's just, you don't know how to read Twitter.
It's a shtick.
I just got a fire king thing. It's just a stupid thing.
I don't know
thing.
How Rich can grip a golf club with all those rings
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it must be difficult.
Meanwhile, his wife's got a Kia.
Yeah, he looks like Biggie Smalls.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's just something to fill the emptiness. That empty hole, that spiritual hole that's filled with pain right now and sis. What does he do?
Driving?
Does he do anything?
He's checking his fantasy.
Just another, I hear you on Jim and Sam. Shut up. Hey, how is Jim and Sam? Shut up. Stupid.
You know what I love about Rich is that Rich, anywhere he goes, he always mentioned us as like his favorite show.
Yes,
because we're his boys.
I've said it in other radio shows. Look, Jim and Sam are he was best man at my wedding,
right?
But I've done that show for years. You know, even from the other iterations.
Right.
Yeah, you know. But this, when you go on the road, this is fun. This is, you know.
Why are the other shows not as fun?
You know, you guys just talk.
Yeah.
You know, I've done shows where they go, can you write some topics?
Right.
Yeah. Here's a topic. Ad lib. Here's a topic.
Work
in the moment.
Here's a topic. Ad lib.
Work in the moment, stupid.
All right, let's take a quick break. We should mention.
Another segment.
We're coming back with Rich Voss. Relax.
Already?
How long have we done the show? You don't know when we're supposed to take breaks?
Sometimes it's 40. I don't know. Sometimes it's 39. I just thought it was a little early. Sorry.
You're going to be at, I can't even read my writing. You're going to be in Manassas tonight.
At the Salisbury Center. Yeah.
And then Fredericksburg tomorrow night.
Saturday night.
Courtyard by Marriott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. So you can go
see gonna be hanging out
Rich
with all
Voss in Manassas and Fredericksburg this weekend. We'll be back with more here on The Fan.
Hey, Rich Voss. Looking for something to celebrate? Look no further than KO Distilling, Rich Voss. Right up the road in Manassas, Virginia, their 6th anniversary celebration continues all month long. Head on over, enjoy a specialty cocktail or spirit flight in their beautiful tasting room. Explore KO's production facility and barrel room. And while you're there, you can buy a bottle or two, take them home. You can even shop online at kodistilling.com to have spirits delivered to your house. For the latest in KO news and events, visit kodistilling.com. Remember, always drink KO responsibly. Fourth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to get two tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the Strokes and Thundercat at Nationals Park September 8th, 2022. Tickets go on sale October 15th at 10 a.m. at nationals.com/redhotchilipeppers. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
So the call concert's in 3 days?
It's actually in about, let me do my math here. It's like 11 months away.
Yeah.
Roughly.
They handled it slightly better than the Washington football team and the Sean Taylor retirement.
That is correct. And if you want tickets to go see our pal Rich Voss at the Salisbury Center in Manassas, you can go to thesalisburycenter.com to get your tickets.
Do you guys reach Fredericksburg? You got it.
Of course.
Where is Fredericksburg?
Oh, yeah. It's a little deep.
You just go down 95. South. You go down 95 in Virginia.
It's a little deep.
And then once you start hitting a lot of traffic, you're going around
the
Fredericksburg.
The traffic sucks going
That's
down
gonna
there.
Be an
well,
awful
I'm not
drive.
Going there till Saturday.
It'll still suck.
Really? From Manassas to Fredericksburg.
Yeah, yes. Because people going south to go, you know, to Carolina.
Use your Waze on your phone. Maybe it gives you
an
alternate
route.
You know
what? Use Express. Do you have the Easy Pass?
Yeah, you have Rolls Royce.
I have Easy Pass. I didn't get the Rolls Royce because it was in a flood and I smelt it and the guy goes, oh, that's sauerkraut. He put sauerkraut in the trunk
right off the Mississippi River, like river
the
banks, floods all the time.
No, listen,
they had a huge storm there.
Yeah,
one my brother's car, it was like, he lives in Summit, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's nice.
About 2 feet high, it seemed like.
What was the storm? Yeah. What was the name of it? Do you remember?
Ida. You didn't get the storm here?
Yeah, yes. I think we did.
It was just regular rain. It was like a thunderstorm.
You had a storm here for 4 years.
Well, yeah, true.
What do you call?
Is your house on the Jersey Shore?
No. I'm in the middle, but I my house under it is in a natural spring or
okay.
What do they call it when the water runs under your house, like some kind of spring?
All right, natural.
You're talking
spring.
To four dummies
yeah,
here.
I'll call it natural
tributary. I don't know.
Well, all I know is my last townhouse burnt. This one flooded. I'm waiting for locusts.
I would call that condemned. Yes. If there's a spring running underneath your
it's,
house.
It's, and they built. We move in, and a week later, a house away from us. Our backyard, I have an acre. I have a big backyard. And one house away, a week after we move in, it's our bulldozer. And they're building a 190-unit townhouse. Right out. I look on my porch, and all I do is see big townhouses now.
Right.
I still would have bought the house, but I would have had a better parking.
Are you seriously thinking about moving?
I don't know. My neighbor, has an above ground pool trash.
So yeah,
he's trash. Over the summer, he's going every day. You want to go in my pool? Why don't you just ask me to take a bath with you? Why would I say? You know?
Why don't you eyeball all of us? Yes. Two producers and four junkies, and guess who had an above ground pool?
Look at all six of us.
No. An above ground pool. I don't.
Yeah. Can you tell by looking at us?
Is your pal Valdez? No. Is your pal? Oh,
yes. He's just going to go down golf, with. Buddy.
This Valdez.
Oh, you said out of you four.
No, I said no,
he had an above ground pool.
I grew up with an above ground pool. I have a lot of great memories from that thing.
Yeah. I had one right next door to me that I loved.
Yeah.
My neighbor Paul had one.
Also had chain link fences. And
yep, I had that too.
Well, my other neighbor is Palestinian. Nice guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Jew. So, like, once a month late at night, I wake up and I sneak and I move his fence 6 inches closer to his house. No, he's a nice guy. Both of my neighbors are great guys, but I don't want to. Like when you have a townhouse, I didn't have to talk to my neighbors.
Right.
You know, you have a and I own my townhouse. My neighbors were renters. What am I going to say to them? You know, when did you fail? You know, but a house, you know. Even I used
to. Her kid.
I love it.
I think at the pool, I wanted to have them stay like in a fenced area.
Right.
And we would.
The renter kids?
Yeah, we would.
Might
go,
be unvaccinated, right?
Yeah. Throw food at them and watch them scurry like the little rats they are.
It's like an internment camp.
But.
So you don't know your neighbors now? Like
I do. No, I like my neighbors. My neighbors are nice except for the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And my other neighbor. I mean, the palace, he's the nicest guy. I'd say the palace.
The palace.
No, the Palestinian guy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, just one guy lives there?
No, his family.
Oh, yeah. The whole family.
Nice. Both my neighbors, like, you know,
Maybe they say you guys have a Kia in the park.
No, I have a nice. First of all,
yeah, that's right.
I dropped off, like, 30 tomatoes to my neighbors that we grew in our gigantic garden.
That's very nice.
Right. Garden.
I put cucumbers and
all. Are you
vegetables.
A doomsday prepper?
Well, I have two unbelievable survival backpacks in my car right now. Unbelievable. Oh, are you kidding me? Tents, everything.
You're in tents?
I have what are you kidding me? I have fishing pole. I have everything if I have to pull over and live. You never know when you have
fishing
to pull
poles.
Over and live.
I like that hustle.
I got little ones. I got the Bo Peel or whatever.
You strike me as a guy that would go fishing. Do you go fishing often?
Only if I have to survive.
Okay. I know, but maybe he likes it as a hobby. I don't know.
No, during the pandemic.
Does he look like he fishes?
That's what I said.
He gardens. During does he look like he gardens?
Yes.
Yeah, I can buy that.
My wife gardened.
Oh, okay.
I just went out, when she was in Texas, went and picked tomatoes. we grew two watermelons the size of a peach. And all of our corn I planted all these arborvitaes, they're called. Whatever.
Arborvitaes?
Arborvitaes.
Yeah.
The deer have eaten them.
Oh, yeah.
So now, next week, I ordered these big rocks to put in my front. You ever see that when people put the big rocks in their front?
We thought you meant you were a swinger.
What's that? I am, if I could get somebody else in my family to do it. Are you kidding me? Swing. Are you kidding me? Oh. At least somebody's getting
tracks.
That. ran out of fantasies. I start thinking about inanimate objects, you know what I'm saying? Wow. That's a nice bow and arrow.
Don't you have, by the way, down in his basement, don't you have like an archery thing?
I put the archery in the backyard. I had the archery downstairs.
Like in your basement.
I have a big basement.
Yeah, it's
big. Basement's
huge.
Literally
shooting bows and arrows. In his...
Oh, is he the guy in Norway killing everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, can you, say I had a rifle.
Yeah.
A semi-automatic. Say I did. Which
yeah, right.
Can you shoot it into something like in your basement where it won't go through?
I'm guessing no.
Do they make something you could... I'm not sure.
Like some sort of like Kevlar thing that you could
shoot
into?
Just to practice. You had one.
If you had one, which you clearly don't.
Yeah, I have slingshots. Right. I have by my bed. I have so many weapons by my bed. It's unbelievable.
You're wearing brass knuckles, basically.
When a criminal breaks in, they give you time. Hey, go ahead, get those. My daughter's like, what? The other day, I called my daughter from the stage, right?
Yeah.
And she hangs up. She goes to my wife. She goes, what's wrong with Daddy? Why does he call me? She goes, what kind of job? A brain surgeon never stops in most surgery. Goes, hey, did you empty the litter box? She's so funny. Yeah. She's 14.
Is that Raina?
Yeah.
Raina, is she a TikTok star?
She's on TikTok.
I know. This is crazy.
My older daughters were good. My one daughter was second team All-State in basketball. I mean, they were good athletes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If I threw a ball at my daughter, it would hit her in her face. it was right next to her. Well,
you blame your wife's genetics?
Yeah,
bad genetics.
It's Bonnie's fault.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
You're right.
Blame her.
She's just like my wife.
Yeah.
Turn off the lights. My daughter will leave. Turn off the music. No, in case a burglar sees lights on and hears music, or a TV, right. That's a little deterrence. All right, and that's a big word.
Ellen's, Ellen's mom must have been a great athlete.
It's time Ellen and Jessica. How do you know those names?
He does research. I just know you.
It's time for the hot seat presented by PBI.
Takes
office
us to do
furniture.
The read.
Washington football team president Jason Wright is on the hot seat this week for the organization's botching of Sean Taylor's number retirement ceremony. A big chunk of Washington fans expressed frustration. The team gave only 3 days' notice for this ceremony. That's brought to you by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland. Now open on Saturdays or online at PVIPVI.com.
All right, we've got like 20 seconds left in the show, Rich Voss. Yes. You're going to be at the Salisbury Center.
Tonight in Manassas.
And then you can go see him in Fredericksburg at the Courtyard by Marriott.
Yes.
Made history. First in-studio guest since the pandemic.
Thank you, buddy.
And this is the first radio show I've done since the pandemic.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Thank you.
B. Mitch and Finley up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.